Well, welcome along to the Euro Assist, brought to you in association with SBK as we look ahead to this season's Champions League final. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm pleased to say I've been joined by Racing Post top tipster James Milton to look ahead to Saturday's European showpiece. It is, of course, Arsenal against Paris Saint-Germain, and we're here to mark your card with the best selections for the showdown in Budapest. Firstly, though, just to let you know, this episode of The Assist is brought to you by SBK. All new SBK users can sign up today and get £40 in free bets when you place a first bet of £20. SBK has two massive offers for European football's biggest game as well, with both teams to score failing to land in any Champions League final since 2018. The first goal could be decisive, and SBK are offering a 30% first goal scorer boost for the game, along with a 30% bet builder boost. Be sure to opt in on the promotions page of the SBK app or website to use both offers. 18 plus. Please gamble responsibly. T's and C's apply. Well, let's get into the game itself then, of course. As I say, taking place in Hungary on Saturday evening, it is PSG against Arsenal. The defending champions are 7-5 to claim the victory. Arsenal 11-5 and the draw around 23-10. And Milts, this is an Arsenal team, of course, will come in with confidence sky high after sealing that Premier League title. I think probably most people would agree that winning the Premier League title should give them that little edge coming into this final.
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure whether it's confidence or just sheer bloody relief, really, for Arsenal. I mean, you know, you saw the celebrations at Selhurst Park when they lifted the trophy. You know, a weight has been lifted, not only from the players and from Mikel Arteta, but from the supporters as well. You know, it did get very, very tense, didn't it, in that run-in. And you know, just looking back a couple of months, I think Arsenal were down to about 12-1 to win the quadruple before the EFL Cup final, when obviously they lost to Manchester City, then knocked out of the FA Cup by Southampton, and then suddenly City were snapping at their heels in the title race. And you just think, if they had finished second in the league, then they're turning up to the Champions League final against a terrific PSG side, you know, still without a trophy in the bag, I think there would have been a huge amount of pressure on them.
Yeah, without a doubt. It seems strange, bearing in mind how many times certain teams have played each other across this season's competition, that Arsenal have managed to avoid PSG until the final. But they did, of course, face each other three times last season. They lost two of those games. Just wondering whether we can read anything into that, or whether this is two completely different teams in terms of sort of even confidence levels going into the final.
Yeah, I think you could probably draw a line through Arsenal's league phase win against PSG last season, because that was when, you know, PSG were still in their sort of post-Kylian Mbappe and malaise and you know, struggling to get going in the first half of that season. And then in the semi-final, when PSG had really hit their peak, you know, Arsenal weren't outclassed by any means. They lost 3-1 on aggregate. But, you know, I think it came down to a difference in terms of quality finishing, and PSG took their chances brilliantly. Donnarumma made some crucial saves, certainly early on in the second leg, when Arsenal were trying to overturn a one-goal deficit. So it was pretty tight. Again, from an Arsenal perspective, you'd look at that semi-final, you know, Jakub Kivior started in central defence in both legs with Gabriel injured. Kai Havertz was out, so they had to have Leandro Trossard and then Mikel Merino leading the line. So you would say Arsenal are stronger this time around, but I mean, it's not as if PSG have regressed too much either, is it?
Well, no, without a doubt. Well, one further boost for Arsenal going into Saturday's final is the weather, because we're recording this on Wednesday when it's been 32 degrees in Budapest, and I'm pleased from an Arsenal point of view to say that it's going to be down to 25 degrees on Saturday, which will be, I'm sure, key for Arsenal, especially Milts, because we expect Arsenal to try and close PSG down, don't give them a second on the ball, and try and squeeze up as much as they can.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, Arsenal's intensity is going to be crucial. You know, we've spoken so many times this season about the advantage PSG have in being able to rest and rotate their players throughout the domestic season. You know they've wrapped up the Ligue 1 title without really breaking sweat. And yeah, so that'll be a key factor. You know, we saw last season's final, just how fresh PSG were, and they absolutely tore Inter apart, didn't they, winning 5-0. So yeah, we're looking for any positives for Arsenal, and thanks for that meteorological update. That sounds good.
No problem. Well, we'll go from the weather to a team news update, because there is a few concerns for Mikel Arteta going into Saturday's final. Noni Wadiweke is a doubt after picking up a hamstring injury and that final day win at Crystal Palace. Jurrien Timber hasn't played since March, but reports are that he's been back in training and is pushing to be part of the matchday squad. Of course, no Ben White, of course, because he's picked up that serious injury towards the end of the season as well. Do you think there might be any surprises from team selection from Mikel Arteta, Miltz?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, as you said, Madueke started and scored against Crystal Palace, but obviously that was a second string side that Arteta picked. The league was already done by then, and Bukayo Saka will clearly start on the right. Yeah, I think right back is a real concern for Arsenal. You know, it's a crucial position when you're up against PSG, so strong down the left flank. And I think I'd be surprised to see Timber thrown in from the start. You know, as you mentioned, he was injured against Everton in the middle of March, hasn't been seen since on the pitch. And yes, I'd expect Christian Mosquera to start there. But yeah, that is a slight concern for Arsenal.
Okay, well, let's move on now to the defending champions, PSG, who did lose their last Ligue 1 game against Paris FC. But they have, as it seems to have been the case all the way through this tournament, have had more time to prepare, an extra week for Luis Enrique to get his side ready for this Champions League final. I mean, we flagged it up in the clash against Liverpool earlier in the competition that they basically had both league games cancelled either side of those two legs. And I think the French FA have certainly done PSG a huge favour in terms of preparing for what they see as the biggest tournament, of course, in Europe.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we spoke about the tension, you know, the physical and mental exhaustion of Arsenal during this run-in. And yeah, PSG have certainly had it a lot easier. You know, they'd already wrapped up the title for that that Paris derby. So made a few changes, particularly in defence. And yeah, you know, they are going to be absolutely spot on for this final, I think. Yeah, looking at it, this is their third major final against a London club in the past year. Obviously lost 3-0 to Chelsea in the Club World Cup. And then this feels like a long, long time ago, but they were in the European Super Cup against Tottenham right at the start of this season. And Spurs were leading 2-0 until very late on and then lost on penalties. So yeah, another big final against a North London club, and we'll see how this one goes.
Well, I just wonder whether the question marks over the future of Luis Enrique might have a cloud hanging over PSG going into Saturday's final. There's been some talk that he's close to putting pen to paper on a new deal, others suggesting that actually it might well be his final game in charge. Do you think it has that much of a bearing on the players that are there, Miltz, going into such a high-profile game?
I think they'll just be so focused on this game. You know, they waited a long time for that first Champions League last season, spent an awful lot of money. And, you know, you look at the job that Luis Enrique's done. Obviously, he's got great resources. You know, we're not talking about plucky underdogs PSG here. But having changed the setup and changed the mentality of the club from, you know, a pretty disparate bunch of superstars into, you know, an incredibly well-balanced, unified team, I think he's done a fabulous job. And yeah, I'd be very surprised if any kind of off-field issues would be affecting their prep for this game.
Well, looking at the team news for PSG, the big news is that Ashraf Hakimi looks set to miss out once again. He suffered a hamstring injury in that semi-final first leg clash against Bayern. Missed the second leg, of course, in Germany, and was replaced by Warren Zaïre-Emery, who's expected to fill in again at right back. Did such a good job in that second leg at the Allianz Arena. And the other question marks for Luis Enrique are surrounding Ousmane Dembele, who suffered a thigh knock in the last league game of the season. Dembele would be a big miss, Miltz, if he can't play any part on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, scored a great goal at the Emirates last season in the semi-final first leg. And just looks so, so sharp in that centre forward role. I mean, the latest I'm hearing is that he's pretty bullish about being able to start. I think he didn't play in a behind closed doors friendly this week, but you know, I think PSG will be doing everything they can, obviously, to make sure he's right for the final. I mean, Hakimi is a huge miss, as you say. You know, not only in defence, but also kind of, you know, charging up that right flank. Scored against Arsenal in the semi-final second leg. Scored in the opener in last season's final as well. But I completely agree with your positive words on your fellow Warren, Zaire Emery. Look really impressive against Bayern. I don't think that will be a huge concern if he slots in at right back again. But yeah, Dembele is obviously the one that PSG will be slightly worried about.
Okay, well, we wait for big news on the injury front then in the run-up to Saturday's big game. We're going to get our best bets now for the Champions League final. And Mills, we'll start with your best match bet first for the clash in Budapest.
Yeah, I'm going to go for PSG to win an under 3.5 goals. I'm confidently going to say that Arsenal will not be losing 5-0 like Inter did last season. But I just look at PSG, you know, their record against Premier League clubs in the last two seasons has been absolutely fantastic. They've knocked out five English clubs over those two seasons. You know, just looking at this time, demolished Chelsea and ended up winning 4-0 on aggregate against Liverpool. You know, absolutely superb in the home leg and then did a decent job away from home as well. And I just think what's really impressive about PSG is that they seem to be able to get positive results in a variety of styles. You know, we saw that madcap first leg in the semi-final against Bayern. They won it 5-4 and suddenly you're thinking, oh, you know, there are real question marks over their defence. And then they go to Munich against a Bayern side who smashed all sorts of goal-scoring records in the Bundesliga this season. And stood firm, you know, a couple of fortunate penalty shouts, but in general, it was a really controlled performance from PSG. And my concern for Arsenal is that we have only really seen them win one way, particularly in the Champions League knockout stages. You know, they've been grinding it out against Leverkusen, against Sporting, and against Atletico Madrid, and I'm just not convinced that they're going to be able to A, create enough chances and B, convert those chances against a really, really well-drilled PSG side.
I'm going to go along with you for PSG to win, but I slightly think that there could be the possibility here. We've said it's not happened for a while, but both teams to score in the final, because I just feel that Arsenal will be playing a little bit more relaxed than they have done over recent weeks, bearing in mind the Premier League title, of course, has already been sealed. And I just feel like they can get themselves on the score sheet. Whether they can give themselves a chance late on in the game of you know, causing an upset and beating PSG is another thing entirely. I wouldn't be surprised if PSG were to take something like a two-goal lead in this game and Arsenal pegged them back late on. But PSG have averaged 2.75 goals per game in this season's competition. Overall, 297 attempts in European matches at an average of 18.56 efforts per match. Whilst Arsenal have scored in 13 of their 14 Champions League games this season, and they go into the clash having scored in their last 9 matches in all competitions. I just think that physical presence that Arsenal have, particularly, of course, from set pieces, is different to most tests that PSG have faced so far in Europe this season, and it could give Mikel Arteta's side some rewards. Well, they are the match bets from both James and myself. What about the player props then for Saturday's final? What are you looking at here, Milt?
Yeah, I like the look of Christian Mosquera to be shown a card for Arsenal. You know, we spoke in the team news section about Arsenal's problems at right back. Ben White's definitely out. Jurrien Timber would be a gamble to start him. So I suspect Mosquera will start. Most of his starts actually for Arsenal this season have been at centre-back. That's where he played at Crystal Palace last weekend as well. And you know, slotting in at right back, he can do a job, but it doesn't get much harder playing fullback up against Kvara Kvaratskhelia, you know, one of the world's best dribblers. Then you've got Nuno Mendes charging forward from left back as well. So I think Mosquera is definitely going to have his hands full on Saturday. Just looking at his recent Premier League outings away from the Emirates Stadium. He's been booked in 4 of his last 7. And yeah, I think he's a really nice price to pick up a booking. Just keep an eye on the team news. As I said, you know, if Arsenal do go with Timber, then for all the same reasons, plus the fact that he's been out of action for the last couple of months, then he'd be a great bookings bet as well.
Well, my player prop is also going to be an Arsenal player, but I'm going from an attacking point of view, and I'm going for over 1.5 shots on target for Bukayo Saka at around about 3-1. The England international has been influential, of course, since his return from injury. Really came back at the right time for Arsenal in that battle for the league title, and he scored, of course, the winner in the second leg of the semi-final against Atletico Madrid. Saka also scored twice in Arsenal's 3 meetings with the French champions last season, and he's averaged 2.55 attempts per match in the Champions League this season in his 10 appearances. So they are our best bets and player props for the weekend's big final. And we're going to conclude the Euro assist with Milton's bet builder for the big clash on Saturday. What we're looking at here, James?
Yeah, first leg, I'm going to go for under 1.5 Arsenal goals. You know, scored only 3 times in 3 games against PSG last season. And you know, the way they've been playing in the knockout stages, it's hard to see them kind of cutting loose in the final. You know, they've scored 6 goals in 6 knockout ties against Leverkusen, Sporting and Atletico Madrid. But 2 of those were penalties. And, you know, the lack of chances created has been an issue for them, certainly in the second half of the season and in the Premier League as well. And PSG, you know, everyone will remember the 5-4 against Bayern. But you're looking at their last 3 away results in Europe. They 1-0 at Chelsea, 1-0 again at Liverpool for the second season running, and then that 1-1 draw at Bayern, who scored in injury time. So I think they can keep it tight. Second leg, Désiré Doué to score or assist. He's certainly not going to be overawed by the occasion. He was player of the match in last season's Champions League final. Set up the opening goal, then scored PSG's 2nd and 3rd against Inter. And in just such a fabulous talent. You know, 5 goals and 4 assists in the Champions League this season. I think he's only started 8 games in Europe, but really, really impactful player on the wing. And yeah, he could certainly trouble Arsenal's defence, I think. And the final leg is PSG midfielder João Neves to have 1 or more shots on target. Got a real eye for goal, scored hat-tricks for PSG against Toulouse in the league this season and for Portugal in their World Cup qualifying rout of Armenia, and scored in both of PSG's first 2 Champions League meetings with Bayern this season, league phase and then the semi-final first leg. And he had a shot on target in the second leg in Munich. So he's one of many attacking threats who Arsenal need to keep an eye on.
Okay, well, that is James's bet builder to follow then for Saturday's final. And that wraps up the Euro assist for this season. It's been a dramatic Champions League campaign, and it's sure to be a cracking final to look forward to in Budapest on Saturday. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. It'd be good to see your opinions on who you feel might come out on top on Saturday. A big thanks to SBK as well for sponsoring this week's show, and a special thank you to everyone who's joined us for the Euro assist across the season. Look out, of course, for the Ultimate World Cup preview, which is coming your way very shortly as this summer's tournament gets ever closer. But in the meantime, enjoy the Champions League final this weekend, and as always, please remember to gamble responsibly.